everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And for your first timers tuning in, what we do is we have two of our comedy pals come on, tell two stories. One is a truth and one is a lie. And then we try to ask questions. Be aware, everyone, we are going to ask questions. Don't let it throw you. But this is a podcast and a game. And then we're going to figure out which one is the lie. Right, Jessica? Yeah,
that's right. And today we got three, though. We're doing the three amigo style. We got three guests, and I'm going to introduce them. All right?
Okay, Jesus Christ. Well, how long since you podcasted? Fuck. I missed you, Jessica.
I missed you. I'm glad you're not oozing.
Yeah.
To my left, this gentleman, he does a monthly show here. It's called The Historical Roast. It's also on Netflix now. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. And he's a talented comedian. Put your hands together for Eddie Firth.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
So excited to be here and lie to you guys.
Yeah. That's
I hope that tone was a lie.
Yeah. All right.
And across from me, this lovely lady. She's one of the first ladies I met here. She wasn't very nice. No, she was great.
You good.
Pretty much.
She was amazing. I love her style of comedy. It's like no other. She was a regular on Kill Tony. She has a web series coming out on Comedy Central, so look out for that. She also has her own podcast called Shank.
Yep.
All right, this is Sarah Weinshank.
Thank you.
Yay. Sarah Weinshank.
So excited to be here.
Again, I hope that tone is a lie.
It is.
And this gentleman, I love him so much. We started comedy both in Sacramento. He is a road dog like no other. You'll see him featuring and headlining across all over this country. He also does the booking for Laughs Unlimited. This is Carlos Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yay, Carlos Rodriguez. Yay. All right. Well, should we chit-chat for a bit or should we just jump right into it?
We can do a little chitty-chat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you being back finally.
Oh, my God. So I had the shingles. That's why I watched the last show on Friday and she just said, yeah, Felicia's oozing. No explanation. And when I told her I have the shingles, she's like, is that the old lady's herpes disease? I was like, fuck, dude.
Because, you know, old people in there in the retirement home, they don't give a shit, right?
Yeah.
They're getting venereal diseases all rampant. Left and right.
Yeah.
I dated someone who got the shingles.
It's the worst.
Where did you have it?
Oh, I have it all on my arm and a little bit on my shoulder. But I'm also a photographer. Like, I do the Comedy Pro events. And just for laughs, I had to cancel it because it's like in a week and a half. And I can't hold like 30 pounds in my hand. You know what I mean? It's not 30, but you know, 12
and shingles
and a half.
Is like hives, right?
It starts out where you think, oh, I'm getting hives. But honestly, my arm hurt for like 4 days where I was like, fuck, am I having a heart attack? And then I just got really sick. Well, anyway, but I'm better now.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
We don't want to bring up the word oozing again, but I'm glad to see you. And I'm glad to be here.
I like that you were very specific in your oozing. You're like, no, but it's shingles. Like all of a sudden, it's shingles. Never mind.
But when I was watching it, like oozing, like I'm just like, wow, what for my vagina? Yeah. Like that's what people are thinking.
Well, I had shingles once.
You did?
Yeah. I had like three shingles like on my cheek. And I went to the doctor like, if you came 3 weeks ago, we could have done something. Now just relax, you're fine.
Oh, wow.
They did nothing. They were just like, you're fine.
And what gave you the most pain when you had it?
Trying to pop it because I thought it was a pimple.
It was just like one little thing.
I would have done that shit.
There were like three over here, and I was like, oh, man, it's just not...
Right.
This is the weirdest pimple I've ever gotten. And then I saw the doctor like, no, that was a shingle.
But because you have to be careful. I guess if you get it on your face, it can go into your eye, and it can really jack you up.
I would be terrified now if I didn't know the story had already ended well. This was years ago.
Well, you know, I do my thing.
Thank you for terrifying me, though.
Well, that was enough chit-chat, I think. Let's start with the game.
Well, we got the shingles out of the way.
Yeah, we got that out of the way.
Now we can build the rest of the house.
We would like to tell you, though, since we have three guests, that Austin is here. He is playing along with Michael in the control room. If you guys could turn the camera on and wave. There he is. There he is. We can't hear him, which is a blessing. He flipped me. He's told me I'm number one.
I'll do little things for him, like, golly gee, I'm Christian.
I know. And was that wiener talk?
Yeah.
Like, he says wiener. I just want to punch him in the cock.
Anyway. He says wiener?
He says wiener.
I'm not feeling that, man.
I'm not at all.
Austin, you say wiener as much as you need. Don't let them dampen your self-expression.
Fuck all five of you wieners is all I have to say.
All right, so let's start the game. And Sarah, I think you should go first.
Okay, so just tell us one of my stories.
Yeah, one of your stories.
Okay.
Yeah, and your story can't be like two truths or two lies. They definitely have to be. Yeah.
I sent them all the rules.
I got the rules. Okay. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Let me just take a breath here. I'm ready. All right. Okay, so when I was in 10th grade, my parents went out of town for a week to Hawaii, and I decided that I was going to have a party. And I went to an all-girls Catholic school, so I wanted to figure out a way to get as many dudes over as possible. So I drained my pool and made my backyard into like a skate park. And then I charged people and had like a party for like a week. And I had a bunch of dudes over all the time.
This was the best week of my life.
Yeah.
Meatballs 3.
Yeah, or that skating movie.
Yeah.
What's Meatballs 3?
Brink 2. It was the sequel to Brink.
Yeah.
Did you never see Meatballs?
No.
It's just like this classic summer camp. They all, you know.
Meatballs 3 was actually my favorite. Patrick Dempsey was in that. And that's one of the first movies I saw boobs in.
Yeah. Sorry.
Me too.
Just to back up. You're talking like... After the sequel, there was a third one called Meatballs 3, and you were talking that you saw that one?
Yep.
That's insane to me.
I didn't see the first two. Okay. The first one had Bill Murray.
Didn't catch that.
And Michael J. Fox, right, as well?
I don't know if he was
No.
I don't know. I only saw the third one with Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah. That's
so weird.
I could be wrong,
might have been in it, too.
That's like saying Grease, too.
So that's a story, or is there more to it?
That's it.
That's it.
Did you have sex during that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With one guy?
And how much damage did that cost on the pool? I being a parent,
I was grounded for like a month and a half afterward.
Yeah,
they found
was
out?
It worth it? Was the grounding worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much though? Because you know they yelled that at you before you got grounded.
They yelled at me. I couldn't do anything. I mean, they took away like my privileges. I used to have my own landline that got taken away. Because I would use the home phone all the time. So I
got. Where did you live?
In the valley. In Encino.
That's right. You said valley girl.
How did you drain the pool?
I had my boyfriend figure it out for me.
Oh, you had a boyfriend at the time? Yeah. And you had sex with another guy?
Yeah.
The story breaks down. Yeah. We didn't even have to try very hard.
I'm a bad liar, you guys.
No.
Oh, shit. I'm the worst.
Wow.
She said, and Patrick Dempsey showed up.
Yeah.
All right.
And Barack Obama was there.
That was pretty easy. I know. You are on the championship shelf along with Lucas Hurl for being worst liar.
Really?
Lucas
Questioned one thing. I was like, the goat that doesn't climb. He was like, okay, you got me, man.
I know. It's so hard. I was like trying to keep it together. Then I was like, okay, there's holes in my story. Okay.
I love that you didn't even double down. Like, yeah, I had sex.
Yeah,
with
we're going to try. Yeah, yeah.
It was the infidelity I couldn't lie about. Okay. I feel bad now.
Well, just because you guys are all new players, we guess at the end.
Oh. Yeah, sorry about
that. No, that's okay. No, it's completely adorable.
Is that a big reveal?
No, it's
five
awesome.
Minutes into the episode, so. Rock on, guys. Whose turn is it?
She's like, move along, bitch.
Do you wish you had enacted this plan? Is this something that you had inside of you where like you're like, I wish I did something like that?
Lords of Dogtown, my backyard.
Yeah,
that's a movie I was thinking about. Lords of Dogtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when is that what you got the idea from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally was thinking that. Yeah.
Because when I was in high school, I was obsessed with that movie.
Oh.
And my friend was like an actor in it, and he let me come to the set. And I got to see everyone skate and stuff, and it was dope.
Nice.
Very cool.
So I thought of that. Cool.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool. Because we're kind of made me think that you were lying, too, is when you couldn't come up with the price.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like,
oh, damn, she's fucking getting get in there.
I do, because I'm like,
You're good at detecting.
And my kids break my shit all the time. Your turn.
Okay, so do I do both?
No, just one.
Don't tell us.
Yeah.
Hold tight.
I was like, I'm not going to look at you guys. Like, I don't want you to look at my eyes because then you can tell. No.
And you guys can ask questions and all
that. Yeah, yeah.
When I was...
You're lying.
Yeah. He's like, you know how I can tell? Because you're Mexican. and you guys don't know how to tell the truth. What the fuck would I do? What'd I do? I'm sorry. Did I cuss? I'm sorry.
That's all right. You can say whatever you want. Look. You can do whatever you want.
Can you do that again?
You can I'm a one-shot pony.
Damn.
I was, I kind of like, I guess I would say robbed the movie theater when I was like, well, I guess I should say I scammed it from 12 years old to probably about 16 or 17.
Is it a drive-in movie theater or a regular?
A regular movie theater.
Okay, and how did you do that?
Me and my brother went and seen this movie, and it was bad. And it was so bad that I was like, I want our money back, but I didn't know how to do that. So I went to the fountain that was outside, and I got both of our ticket stubs, and I put them in the water, and I rubbed them together. And then I wet him, and I wet me, and I was like, we're going to say that we were in trouble by the security guard. We have to leave, and we'll get our money back. And so we did that. And then once we did that, I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like, let's do something else really quick. Hold on. And so I went back into the movie theater because the guy that checks the tickets had seen me. And I go, I think I left my wallet. Can I go check? Can I go grab it? And he was like, yeah, sure, sure. So he let me in. But I went to another movie theater that was about to start. Another movie that was about to start. And I found somebody. I asked them. I go, hey, can I get your ticket stubs so I could sneak my brother into the front door as opposed to going in the back door? And he was like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, man. Yeah, hey, babe, give him the ticket. So he gave me his ticket, and I got my brother in.
Was the movie playing at this point?
No, movie hasn't started yet.
Okay, let's see.
No, this is before
you would have pissed me off. I'm trying to watch the movie. Like, no, let me get your ticket.
No, I waited for people to walk in the door, and then I was like, yo, man. And then, so I was gonna get my brother in, and then I go, no, no, no. Matter of fact, here, I go here. Now you do it to the other person, though, the other window. So I got water again. We did it again, and then we had like, I mean, at the time I was younger, so.
Like, what was this water thing?
Yeah, that's a part of water. Yeah, you got to explain that a little
the
bit
fountain,
more.
The fountain, the water fountain. Like,
yeah.
You know, like in malls. Because right. The movie theaters in the mall. So we just put the ticket in and dampened it. And then started rubbing them together so they faded.
You know
what I mean? So
you
it's like you
really
can't see it. So like that. And we've been playing in water, so it looks like we're wet. And then we're like,
oh, and you were like, oh, we were playing in the fountain. We got kicked out.
Yeah,
we got a refund.
Yeah, so that's how that worked. And then I was like, boom, this is how I'm going to
Did you actually watch the movie and then get the refund?
Yeah, because the movie
otherwise
sucked.
Otherwise, you scammed yourself.
No, the movie sucked. The movie? That's why I was so pissed
what
off.
Movie? What was the first movie you got a refund on?
We have a player over there.
He's giving it. I get anxiety from this shit, dude. I'm in trouble.
I've been in interrogation room, so I'm like, I got this shit. I was like, can I get a lawyer? Can I see my lawyer? I'm fucking done.
I'm half Jewish. I was supposed to be a lawyer.
Yeah. The first movie, that I did was Pagemaster. That's how old this was. It was Pagemaster. I was pissed because this was Macaulay Culkin's next film after Home Alone. And I thought it was going to be that, but it ended up being half a cartoon. And I was pissed. And I was like, I don't want to watch this. It was dumb. So
how, like, and you did this to what age?
I did this from about 12 years old all the way up to about 16 or 17 years old.
And you were playing in the fountain when you were 16 or 17?
12. Because this is when I first did it.
Okay. So and then afterwards, you would just go and ask people coming.
Yeah.
That's how you switch the scam.
So, again, because you perfect it as you go along. When you any criminal will tell you, you start it off once, and then, you know, and then you get better at it. Because you already know the angles or whatnot, and then you just start getting really, and I never want to get caught, but I don't care about the cops. I just care about my mom. So I was like, I always just did this
same thing.
Like, so I was like, I do not want to get caught because then my mom will find out. So I just, everything I did was always, I had tons of scams. And so like, I always did it to where the percentage of me getting caught or me being connected to it was low. So I do a lot of shit like that. And, so I did that. And I perfected it. And I got really good at it to the point where I stole a lot of money, and I took off to Europe for about a good 4 months.
How did you steal a lot of money?
You went to Europe.
Yeah, where in Europe did you go?
How did I go from the fountain playing at the theater to a Europe trip?
Because I'm a great liar. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm playing. I'm saying. No. So this is what happened. I got better at it. So
I don't want to hear about that. Where'd you go in Europe?
I hit 12 out of the 14 or 15 euro. EU countries at the time that they had. So I with that money,
I believe that's a non-answer.
I don't understand.
I don't know what the European Union was anyway. So you're going up on me.
I don't understand how you went from scamming theaters to getting to Europe.
Oh, because
that's a lot of movie tickets.
Yeah, like that's what I wanted to know is what did you do when you say you stole a bunch of money? How did you do that?
Okay, well,
do you ever do it more than once in a single day?
I have done
it. Right, because I used to sell little toppers to pencils that I made, and I thought I did pretty good.
Yeah, you don't want to see what they look
troll
like.
Troll dolls.
Trust me.
Troll dolls.
I wasn't going to Europe.
I am.
I want to see these toppers later.
She's lucky if she got to 7-Eleven on that money.
Let's insert the obvious topper. Bottoms joke later. We'll just
Wait, I don't get how I thought you were scamming the theater, but I don't know how you made enough money to get a flight to Europe.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's the question.
Okay, so this is all right.
Yeah, I have a show on television, and I have not been to Europe.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've been. I got addicted. That's why
I got addicted to Europe.
I got addicted to traveling. That's why I'm a stand. That's why I'm a road comic, because I love traveling. This is the best. This is the best shit ever. What happened was, okay, so.
I got addicted to Europe. It's my favorite.
He does have an addictive personality.
I do. I'm a recovered alcoholic and addict. So
I just love Venice. Yeah,
but can you answer the question? Though? Can you answer the question?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I want to know.
So this is back. This is back when. So Star Wars Episode 1 came out. Uh-huh. And this is the first movie.
He loves movies. So yeah, I'm just like putting everything in movies.
I'm a big film fanatic. I'm a big film. So. Star Wars Episode 1 came out, and this is the first movie to be played round the clock.
Cash cow.
Exactly. After a while, I started planning my life on like what the box office would be. And I noticed this. I noticed that everybody at the movie theater was the same age as me. They're about 16 or 17 years old, maybe 18 or whatnot. And the only thing that kind of like differentiated, you know, who was who was, you know, you guys could be the same age, but you wear a vest and take the tickets, and you wear a suit. And you're the manager. So I was like, fuck it. A suit's easy to get. So I went to a secondhand store. I bought a suit or a little lapel suit. And I went into a...
What color suit?
It was blue.
How much was it?
It was like $3.
$3? Where did you buy it from?
I bought it from a secondhand store. I don't know the secondhand store, though.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Sacramento, California.
They have great thrift shops. Great deals. I will tell you that.
I'm from the 9-1 sickness.
That all checks out. I bought a suit the other day for $10 in the Valley. So inflation.
That checks out, too, for me. Too.
All right. So?
And so what happened was I went to the newspaper, and I cut out the little emblem for the movie theater. And then I made a name tag. And when I made the name tag, I just went into the movie theater. And I was just had the light, and I go, check tickets, please. After a while, I didn't have to say tickets, please. People were just handing me their tickets. And I got stacks and stacks, like a whole bunch of tickets. And then
you just look the part, I'll say all I have to do is stand by a door.
All you have.
Not even be in uniform, and people will show me their ID.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, I have a question.
Yes.
Because if you're collecting the tickets, don't you take a part of the ticket and then give the other part back?
These are all stubs.
To the people?
And these are movies before they start. So if the movie hasn't started yet, then you've never seen the movie. Have you ever refunded a ticket at a movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you just like, sometimes you walk
and
in.
You would, how many tickets for a single movie would you
After a while, return? You couldn't do over six or seven.
So you'd take six tickets back to the box office, return them.
And I was doing it to each box, you know? Mm-hmm. And then after that, I got
in one theater or all over town?
At this one theater particularly, but I got recognized a little too much. There's this one security guard, and I see him every now and then around town, and he remembers me because I was a kid. I'm like, I'm 37.
What does he
now.
Look like?
He's a black dude. Yeah,
well, I'm very offended by this story. I just want you to know my father owned a drive-in movie theater, and that is just corruption, young man.
I was murdering the... But
this is going to seem really in-depth, but I will tell you guys something I know about Carlos, and is that the reason he works the road so much is because he actually has an Excel sheet of all the bookers and their names, and he puts when they like to be contacted, they're however they want to be contacted.
Yeah, but does he share it?
No. Yeah.
Then fuck Carlos.
Well, no,
that sounds hilarious.
You got to earn it, man. It's like some people will get pissed if you do share their information. So it's like, I might not get work again. They'll be like, well, how'd you get this email? Well, Carlos gave me this spreadsheet. So I was like, I mean, it would be great if you could give it free market like that. But then on top of that, that knocks the other people's hustle. You got to have hustle to get on the road.
But wait, question. Why did you bring that up? How does that?
Because
I travel.
Because not
the
only
organization.
That, yeah, because of how elaborate systems. This plan was.
I think there's a lot. There's a lot of truth in this. I think if this is not the exact scam you've pulled something almost exactly like it. Because you know plenty of
I pulled
details.
A lot. Let's
go. Yeah, no, I don't that. Disagree.
I'm
a, yeah.
Because, well, I'm,
well let's, we're going to wait. In the,
I also will tell you that as somebody who usually wears a suit, you're right. It's uncanny how I'll stand someplace where, like, you wouldn't even expect to see a manager in a suit, and somebody will come up to me with a problem, and I'll listen to it and be like, you know, that's not my problem. I don't work here. And, like, yeah. I just have to get them away. So that suit that suit
yeah.
would work.
Yeah, yeah. And as detail. Someone who also dresses up a lot, I feel like you can get away with a lot more.
You can get away with so much more. yeah. But at the same time, you're easily recognized because you stand out as being the only one who's dressed well.
Very true. Yeah. Very true.
But not if it's just a navy jacket.
It's funny too, because like when I was going to the meetings at first, like going to like, you know, because the 12 step and shit like that. And I was telling them too, I was like, it's a lot of how you dress. Because like back in the day, I started dressing a little more.
What 12 step?
Okay,
program?
We can't keep going.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up. We gotta wrap it. I mean, just boom. Yeah. And we mean that with love, but we want to hear everyone's story, and we want to ask because we have people playing along live. Austin, has there been any questions?
There have been some comments. There have been some questions.
Okay.
Leah still is still going to think that Sarah's first story is true, even though she's not usually right. We love her, but she's not.
You ain't wrong.
Melody thinks that after that flub, I should get my seat back, and that quote-unquote watershed Aubrey Plaza should sit back in the mic booth.
Me?
I didn't say that. Melody said that.
To about
me?
Carlos?
Read it again.
They calling me
get
Aubrey
the reference.
Plaza?
Probably.
Ken knew the pool draining thing seemed like BS. Raver Basher and Melody and Ken Laughlin think that skinny George Lopez is lying on the fountain story.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And Melody needs Carlos a second story because he said the finger fidgeting may or may not have been indicative of lying.
He's a fidgeter.
I love that I'm skinny.
But that's the thing I wanted I to thank you, Austin. By the way, Austin and both Michael are here, our on-air producers. But what I do want to say is we have to also listen to a second story because we have to see how he tells his second story because it's probably going to be in a slightly different manner. Yeah. But let's move on and get to your story.
So I used to be a personal trainer and a basketball coach in Connecticut. And there was a point in my life where I had dropped out of college to become a performer and started going to classes in the city. I grew up right outside Manhattan and I needed a job to be stable. And that's when I got into health and fitness. It's part of, I also cope with Crohn's disease. So
I have Crohn's disease.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Nice. Yeah. High five.
And you both had shingles. This is great.
That's probably because you're...
Stay the fuck away from me, both.
The immune system, right?
Immune system, yeah.
Yoga was a very big part of my life as a personal trainer and my physical fitness routine. And it was towards, I want to say about 27, 28, I started to get certified. I had gotten like a weekend certification in yoga so I could teach classes at the gym that I was at. But I tore my knee and got a concussion within 3 months of each other and turned to yoga again in my life as a big...
What? How did you get a concussion?
I was coaching basketball and I was in the drill with one of the kids and I was doing a rebounding drill and he went to box me out and his elbow came around and caught me on my left eyebrow and just, it was not even a bad concussion, but any concussion is bad. So a lot of blood, stitches, concussion for a week. And then 2 months later, I tore the entire meniscus in my left knee.
Wow.
And so I really couldn't be active. And again, yoga had always been in my life, but I got heavily back into it. And around 27, 28, I did a 2 week yoga training program because I was seriously considering just giving up performance entirely and getting fully into yoga. I had just started smoking weed too, so it was perfect. And I went on a 2 week yoga certification where one of the 2 weeks was a complete silent retreat. So you would go for the 2 weeks. The first week would be completely silent. And then the second week you would practice because they also had like Reiki. I almost got my first attunement for Reiki, which means I can practice Reiki. Like right now I can't officially do Reiki, but I can absolutely perform Reiki on somebody effectively.
Is Reiki exactly? It's like your energy.
It's an energy healing. Yeah. So it's the concept is there are emotional blocks that create. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
Where are the Reiki zones on one's body?
I didn't learn about any zones in particular.
Oh, really? Anytime. When you were one thing away.
Reiki's.
I told you I didn't get my first attunement. I went for the 2 week course in Vermont where the first week was a 1 week silent retreat. Then the second half was a lot of the yoga, the Reiki training, and then then you would go out to finish your 200-hour certification in the real world, because you need to put in, you could do a 200-hour or a 500-hour certification, but that's all like practical stuff. You actually have to teach 200 hours of classes, and I got through like 35 hours of classes. Then I moved into the city and got a job at Equinox, and then did theater festivals, and then moved to LA.
So that's your whole story?
It's the two weeks where I did a full week of completely silent retreat, and then a full week of meditation, yoga, Reiki training. Then went back to Connecticut, started with this yoga studio for about 6 months, then quit, moved into the city, personal trainer at Equinox, quit that, moved to LA.
And the retreat was in Vermont.
In Vermont.
But the crux of the story is just about
the 2 weeks in Vermont.
Question.
The idea
question.
The idea that there was this real moment in my life where I fully, like, the certification was like $1,200 for the 2 weeks. So I was in there. The week of silence was the most interesting week of my life, especially for somebody who has been told his whole life that you think too much.
Right.
Because to try to silence, that was the real thing for me, was trying to learn how to silence my brain enough to cope.
So then the story is about going to Vermont.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks and being silent for one and getting.
And then doing yoga, and then Reiki, and meditation.
Wow, interesting. You know, sometimes, and I've said this a million times, but sometimes like the simplest story.
It's the true story.
No, is the most interesting, because it's hard to tell if it's a lie or the truth when it's so different. Like, most people tell like wild stories, but every once in a while when you get like a simple, you know, because.
I mean, that's pretty wild though. Did you talk to yourself at all? Did you cheat? Like, were you out and you're just like, oh, that's stupid, Eddie. What are you doing?
I thought about talking when we had private moments, but that's also like. It's like anything else. Like, I'm just, at that point especially, I'm just cheating myself. Like, if I'm committing to the silence, then to cheat in that moment would be even the worst.
Like golf. Like, you cheat yourself because you're playing against yourself.
Sorry. No. How old were you when you
Jewish? 27. I was 27. It was just before I turned 28.
So you just saved up money.
Yeah. I was working as a personal trainer. I ran a Jewish community center, fitness center. So I was at the JCC. I ran their fitness center. I was the manager.
I don't know why that's the most money I've ever made.
Well, this is also most people in LA have no idea that I had a complete first life as a basketball coach, and as a, like, physical fitness was the first part of my life.
Who's your team?
New York Knicks. Oh. I was born and raised a Knicks fan. Like, my dad had season tickets. I was there when Larry Johnson hit that big 4-point play. I watched Reggie Miller kill us year after year.
I have a serious question.
Yeah.
Okay.
serious question.
Anytime someone prefaces it with.
So you said you had Crohn's disease.
Still do.
Yeah. And in the middle of doing Reiki, were you ever like, fuck, I got to fuck shit. You know what I mean? That's a serious question.
The opposite.
Oh, really?
I am currently not on any medication because of the program and regimen that I followed throughout that time.
Uh-huh.
So that now I still just made, like, my diet and exercise and meditation routine is what keeps me grounded.
Are you still pretty committed to that?
Not meditation nearly as much as I want.
Yeah.
But like today, I went to the gym and just decided that for self-care, I was like, ah, fuck it, I don't need to do it today. But I'm very particular on my diet.
What if you stubbed your toe? Did you say ow?
Yeah. Or if you wanted to talk to someone.
I didn't stub my toe while I was there during that week. You walk very carefully.
You know, well, like, if I'm at home and things don't go right, which happens all the time, like if my shoe comes untied or whatever, I'm like, fuck!
Yeah, me too.
yeah, exactly.
I didn't encounter a moment during that week of silence that would have, because I'll do that too, but I didn't encounter one that week.
Sorry. And during this, what kind of food are they feeding you on these retreats?
Yeah, because you can't bitch about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could be the worst fucking food.
I mean, it was cafeteria style, and they were pretty good about, like, the idea that they wanted to serve fruits and vegetables and healthier options. They had granola bars and simple cereal.
Were
in the
you allowed
morning.
To write notes?
That was one where I journaled more. They said that option was up to us.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the truest form of a silent retreat is don't write, because the idea is you're also silencing your mind. You're not supposed to think, so to speak. You want to quiet all those voices.
Uh-huh.
The idea is to slow down and to not have the activity.
And what do you do when you hear no voices and you have no thoughts? Like,
You
just breathe.
You concentrate on being in the moment, just like we do when we're on stage. When you're not anticipating something, you're aware of what you have and what you are and all of the energy that is surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
the encouragement was to take walks. If you wanted to quiet your mind but still be active, go take a walk through the woods kind of thing. Like, find an activity that was still grounding you to reality and being present.
What kind of meditation was it?
Love this girl.
It was like transcendental meditation or what kind?
They didn't have a specific name for it. It was meditation. Yeah, it's meditation. It's follow the breath. Breathe in and out. You are your breath.
Right.
We would do a lot of Kripalu breathing. They weren't a Kripalu studio, but they had Kripalu influences. So like fire breath, the alternate nose breathing.
But how did they communicate to you? Were there people there in charge that were allowed to talk?
Yeah, they weren't doing it.
This is great.
But the idea too is you're also like, I'm a big podcast person, but you couldn't listen to stuff because that's not silence. The idea is not just silence of the mouth, but silence of the life.
Question.
And so I allowed I allowed myself 30 minutes of writing a day. And sometimes I would do 15 in the morning and 15 in the evening, and sometimes I'd save it all till the end of the day. But it was only 7 days, so it was kind of like, on the last day I skipped it, because I was like, let's just finish the last day quiet.
So was everyone sitting like together during this meditation period? Or are you sitting in chairs, standing, floor? Like, what's the vibe? Paint a picture of the vibe.
That's a great question. Like any...
Like, what are you wearing? Like,
I wore a monk robe. Like any other certification, it was like seminars. So sometimes you'd have like an active hour and a half of, I say active, but that like the whole group would sit and meditate.
Seminar.
Did you ever run out of like toilet paper? It's a serious question. Like, how do you ask?
We never ran out of toilet paper.
Was there anything that you wanted to ask for? Or like if there was an emergency, what happens?
The truth was the thing that I wanted to ask more were internal things, like things that I was feeling that I wanted to discuss or ask from somebody. But what you learn in those moments is you're seeking external validation for something that will truly never be validated like, externally.
What did you want to ask about?
The thought in my
about?
Mind is just for me.
Right.
Right. And so me saying, okay, so I've been quiet for 2 days now and this thing keeps popping up, right? Mm-hmm. Or like mother and father issues come up all the time. That's like the first layer that you always get to anyway. But any kind of realization internally or recognizing about what our external speech says about our identity, you then want to communicate, but it's then a complete realization that that's just trying to validate it's just validation externally, which will never truly.
Okay.
Wait, question.
Right. Yeah, back in the day. Back in the day, we call it.
I can't do it no more.
Question, because
we got a motherfucking liar on our hands is what we got.
Because you know why? This is what I think is my question. Because when you say seminar, that's the exact opposite vibe as like a meditation retreat to me. Like a seminar seems like business people doing business things in a conference room.
All right, we better move along. We got to move along.
Okay,
all right.
You're doing it as a group and also separate. It's not like you're all just at this place and walking around.
So are you sitting, standing in a chair?
Both. Okay. You would do standing.
Any questions, Austin? Sorry, we don't mean to cut you off. We just want to make sure that...
Time frame.
Yes, Eddie has been granted a nickname. Bowtie David Cross was the first. Raver says every dude with a bow tie is either telling the truth or has human organs in his fridge. Melody
or both.
Said that Bill Nye, the white supremacist guy's story is so boring, it has to be true. I can't believe you guys were able to bleed that story to death the way y'all did.
Fuck. Tell us about it.
It seems like something you would do at 20, not 27. He said normally he'd say lie, but he's seen a lot of silent oaths taken lately. And Leah, a Central Florida resident, can't believe you would spend $1,200 to learn how to breathe.
Or a.k.a. deal with your own shit.
At 27.
You sound like my father.
At 27.
Jesus.
You guys were eating those details up, but the whole time I'm going, let me be the first to say lie. I don't care how many details he's got about this trip.
Wow. All right, we're going to move it along, and let's try to keep our stories tight. Sarah,
go for it.
Oh.
Let's
back
see
to
if
me.
You can do it this time. Okay, okay. Don't worry. Relax. Take a deep breath. You just explained
so
what
I
it
went
does.
To a concert with my friend. It was a Muse concert, and we went with our other friend, who
Liar.
Was like this older dude that like took us to this concert, right? And he did a bunch of cocaine and got super weird, and then left us at this Muse concert downtown. And we were like in our early 20s and didn't have any money to get back, so we got a ride home from the dudes that were selling T-shirts in the parking lot.
Oh, that was smart.
Wow.
You used your resources.
Yeah, I'm an innovative. I'm an innovative bitch, you know?
Well, interesting. Yeah. All right, good, yeah. Good. We're moving
in. What was the concert?
A Muse concert.
I don't even know that, what that is. Okay.
You don't know who Muse is?
No. I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, I know Muse.
He was in Silent Retreat when that came out.
And that was a hit for a week.
He took away his iPod.
All right.
So my turn, right? Just real quick. Okay. I was at a party with another buddy of mine, and we were kicking it, and we, you know, we're just doing blow and stuff like that, and getting wasted. And the blow wasn't really good. It was cut too many times with like baby laxative, like they do to make more money. And he shit himself. he shit himself.
Michael finally comes alive. Shoot, someone said shoot.
Yeah, he shit himself. But he told me later, like, you know, like later on, he was like, he told me that he shit himself. And I was like, oh, really? I was like, where? And he was like, I already went to the bathroom. And he's like, I got my boxers and I threw them underneath the sink. And I'm like, you have to go get, you can't just leave your boxers. That's fucking gross. And so, and then so we went to, I went to the kitchen because, you know, like everyone has like all bottles and shit like that. Uh-huh. So I luckily grabbed a plastic bag and I was just like, you know, I slide into him. I was like, you have to take this and go just wrap him up, man. I was like, this is my friend's house. You can't be fucking just throwing shitty boxes in there. And then so when he did, I went back in and there was like, it was gross because there was like shit little. It was like, you know, when someone like they do like the CSI thing or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like there's like blood, a little part of you
splatter.
Could see. Yeah. Uh-huh. There was like little splat, like places like shower curtain. I was like,
this
look,
so
motherfucker.
Gross to me
yeah.
right now.
Huh?
This shit splatter situation.
It is. It's gross.
Very visceral for me over here.
You're sitting too close to the person telling
yeah,
the story.
Yeah.
That splatter to be
I was like, that's gross. I was like, look, I went in, I came back on, I go, look, we got to fuck on the shower curtain. And it's like little pee. I was like, it was gross. And then so.
On the shower curtain, though, come on.
Yeah, it was like runs because it's baby light. You ever have bad coke?
Yeah, but. I plead the fifth.
You ever fucking.
I have kids.
You ever ooze?
Yes, I'm oozing right now.
Yeah, yeah. And then.
Not fair. You have Crohn's. Yeah.
And then so, but anyways, he tried to get in the car, you know, like afterwards when we're leaving, I was like, I'm not, because he had the shit in his fucking pocket. So I was like, I'm not fucking.
Ew, why do you have the shit in his pocket?
Because he put it in the plastic bag, in the like the Raley's bag, and mm-hmm. just like rolled it, and put it in his pocket and put it all in the shit. And
wait,
so,
what? Sorry.
The boxers.
He couldn't find an outside trash can?
I have no idea. We're drunk and we're on coke. So
whose house
like, we're
was
kinda
it?
Not making any sense. Huh?
Whose house was it?
It was just a buddy's house. Just a fucking buddy's that
how big your buddy.
Yeah. I don't know, it's drug buddy. So it's like we just know each other because we still
what
fuck.
Was your drug
ew,
buddy's name?
Drug
fucking
buddy.
Alan. And then my buddy name was Phil.
Weird name for Alan for a drug buddy, yeah. gotta yeah. say. Yeah. I thought it was gonna be something cool.
I don't know. You Alan's a pretty good drug buddy. If I know my drug buddies.
And then you guys are like, you're like, oh, you're okay, Paco. Fuck, is that better for you guys? Fucking
only Alan's cut the coke that much, though, right? Only Alan's cut it three times.
Not you are not wrong.
Yeah. They step
you
on
are
it.
Not wrong. That's the story, or is there more?
Yeah, that's the story. Yeah, because
okay.
I just want it tight. So
yeah.
Did you let him in the car with the poop
no?
Bag?
That's the part of this. The part of the story that I was like, I'll just keep it tight. I didn't let him in the car,
the
and he walked
bag.
Home, and then
so you left him there.
Yeah. I didn't leave him there. He walked home. Like, he was already gone. Like, I was
sprinted
like...
Sprinted. Yeah, yeah. Blow.
But it was bad coke, so he didn't sprint. He was just like, fucking...
Yeah, because then he would have pooped himself again.
I was afraid of that. That's why I was like, I go, I don't know, man. I was like, you fucking can't even hold your asshole. Like, I'm not... Especially not in the car. Good. I'm good. Yeah.
I pooped in my car.
Have you? Have you ever...
Let's
like,
just everyone share one. Let's just share one shit story.
Wait, in the Kia?
No, not that car.
Okay, I was going to say, man.
In the car,
seemed like it was in good shape. That was fine.
Yeah, actually, it was just a week or so ago that I pooped in a trash can.
Oh, really? Like a champ.
Out of
it was just a week or so ago.
Where was this?
Out of necessity or
it
joy?
It was necessity.
It was just a real purdy trash can.
Somebody was in the bathroom and they weren't coming out. And I had to go, and I had hold it long enough. And I was like, I am not pooping my pants again.
Yeah, yeah.
Again.
Right? Again.
Relatable.
So I pulled out the trash can.
Where was this at?
At home.
Oh, at home.
Oh. You know, she Airbnbs, right?
Oh, that's right. So, okay, yeah. Okay, okay. I was like listen.
We're in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what about the thing that came around the corner? You Airbnb a place. You come around the corner and you see a chick with your hairdo taking a shit in the trash can.
It had to be done. I mean, you know,
why don't you just go in the alley behind your house? That doesn't stop anybody else.
I would have fit in there. There's actually there was a box of poop there today.
Yeah, a present.
Yeah,
in a box.
What do you mean? Well, at least, a box of poop.
At least they put it in a box.
Like homeless people come and poop in the alley and they leave it
in a box.
This was in a box. Sometimes it's down the wall. It's whatever.
Sick.
They leave it in a box.
Okay. That is just too much fucking information.
At least they didn't leave shitty underwear in a bag.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't gonna be in the bag. It was gonna be in the underneath the sink. And I thought that was
not even the trash can.
We're gonna revisit that with many questions. Yeah. So go ahead with your story.
So when I was 25, I was working at the gym at the JCC in Connecticut.
I just think that's so funny.
I don't know why.
I always make sure to qualify because I don't feel like the fitness center at the JCC is even a real gym. Like, we weren't exactly like, but I...
Jewish people started basketball, right?
Did they?
Was James Naismith Jew?
I don't know. Just because I'm a Jew doesn't mean that I know.
That's why I was going to ask you when you said I went to a Catholic school. I was like, wait
a
minute.
My dad's a Jew.
All right.
I did go to a Catholic school.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow.
All girls.
Wow. Go ahead.
I was 25. I met, basically I had about a 3 to 4 year affair with a married woman from when I was 25 till I was about 28, 29-ish. The end is one of the hardest things to actually put a button on. But we...
How long ago was this?
This is 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago?
She was 10 years older than me, so I am now the age that she was when I met her at 25, when I was 25. She was 10 years older than me. We had a very long affair. I bought her an engagement ring that I was planning on giving her when she inevitably got a divorce, which she did, just not when we were speaking to each other. And now she is engaged to be married to somebody else. And I live in LA.
She lives in the East Coast?
When we met, I was living in Stamford, where I grew up, and she was living a town over in New York, because New York and Connecticut butt up against each other there, and she was in New York. Now she lives there. The last time I found out...
Sick him, Sarah, sick him.
She lives... The last time I heard, I don't know now, she lived in Stamford. She had moved to the town that we had the affair in.
So how'd you meet her?
The JCC. At the gym.
100% at the gym. So cliched. So cliche. Like I wasn't her personal trainer because I never charged her for any sessions, but like I met her.
Cause you're like, she's hot.
Yeah. I approached
her. What about
her? The moment I saw her, I fell in like the closest to love at first sight. One of the two times in my life I've ever felt like I was love at first sight. I did the stupid, like I was sitting at the front desk. She walked in, she went over and I was like, well, I think I have to go show her some exercise. I have to talk to this person somehow. Ooh. So I knew she was new because it's the JCC. Like, you know, when someone new comes into the JCC, like, who's this?
Somebody new comes into the JCC.
And she wasn't Jewish looking.
Did you guys have like signs like, you down with the JCC?
Jesus.
Yeah, you know me.
How did you know, Jessica? In fact, you got the sign exactly right.
So like, was the sex really good? Like, what kept you like holding on? Like, what?
First off, the most, because here's something about, and I will say this, this was not the only married woman I've ever been with. This was just the one that was a relationship.
I used to drop my dad off at ladies' houses.
Like, for a long time in my life, married, divorced women too, but married women especially, like an Achilles. I think there's a level of honesty you find in people who are married because they have no pretense externally, because they're not looking to, no one's coming up. She wasn't approaching me trying to date me, right? People who are married, when they meet other people, there's no thought of that kind of a relationship developing. So there's a weird honesty to it. And in that vein, between us, the communication is some of the best communication I've ever had in any relationship because it was necessary and required. Otherwise, there was nothing. Like, if we didn't talk, there was absolutely nothing. There was one fight we had where she called or came over, and I was like, if we're fighting, why did you come here? And she was like, because if I don't actively come over here, we will never see each other. Like, we won't run into each other.
Well, so do you think her husband knew or had any ideas?
He knew, but he didn't know.
Did you know her husband?
I had seen him in passing a
what
few
did he look
times.
Like?
Like a Jewish douchebag. Like really thick eyebrows, very dark, full head of hair.
What color eyes?
Dark. I don't know his eye. I don't know his eye color.
What about her eye color?
Yeah, what did she look like?
She was tall.
Yeah, well, if you could pick a movie star, what's the closest one she would look like?
I don't know if I could name. She had huge eyes, short hair. This was the thing, like, she wasn't, if you had asked
I'm
me at that time what my
a cartoon
type was,
right now.
Yeah. She was
the
very
Powerpuff
lean.
Girl. Like,
yes. Okay. Yes, how'd you know? Very, very lean. Very lean frame, very tall, like 5'9", 5'10". Very skinny, great ass.
What color hair?
It was naturally brown, but when I met her, she had dyed it blonde. She had dyed it blonde. She'd bleached it, but not fully. Not like like kind of your hair, Felicia, but a little lighter. And it was very short, bottom of her chin.
Huh.
So what was she doing at the JCC if she wasn't Jewish? She was just coming there to take some classes? What's
her husband was Jewish. It was on the way home because she worked in White Plains and lived in Pound Ridge. And on the way, God, I hope
Pound
they don't
Ridge.
Hear this. I hope they hear this.
Pound Ridge.
Stamford, Connecticut was on the way back, but it wasn't like, and we also were in a high pressure gym. So as a lot of Jews will show up to a place and join the JCC. Like my father joined that JCC when he moved to Stamford because it's just what Jews did. And that's how I wound up going to that JCC.
I know that's true about Jews. But also, how many kids did she have?
She had no kids. She still has no kids, as far as I know.
I know. That's why was she so mad at her husband that she fucked a guy at the JCC?
Yeah, especially
that
if she
is
didn't
a
have
big
kids.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Why wouldn't she just leave her husband if she didn't have
kids? I don't know.
Was he a lawyer, you said? He was a lawyer?
No, he was.
Did he have money?
I don't know. I mean, they were all right. I went to their house. It was kind of nice. He had a collection of electric
guitars.
And you went
to their house? Wow.
In one of
did
the
she work?
Most, you want to talk about real shame?
How disrespectful.
100% went to their house and we watched Sex in the City 2. Or maybe it was the first one. We watched one of the Sex in the City.
No one would ever admit to that. He's telling the truth.
I can quote the TV show like it's scripture. I know that TV show.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love that TV show.
I didn't
the
watch
movie
it.
Sucked, but I loved
it. I didn't watch
the
any of that. But I don't know, man, because you said you were with her. You like married women because they're honest. And it's like, that's the most dishonest thing that a married woman could do. I liked married women because they suck dick as the opener. like they skip all the other bullshit. Yeah.
You're not lying about that.
Is that wrong, though? Is that wrong?
What? No. Older women, that's a great thing because older women, they suck 10 years older, right?
You're guaranteed not to have a child if you have anal sex, is all I'm saying.
Wait, she was into anal? Plot
once
twist.
Once we started dating.
Plot twist.
I was her first.
Dating? Oh, you dating?
I was even hesitant. Like, what if she hears this? And I was like, fuck that. There's no way she's... I hope she's listening. How are you? How are you? How are you, Jen?
Jen.
That's her name.
Oh, Jen is
I'm giving her,
name? Her
the obligatory shout-out.
Oh, Jen
shout
at the
out.
JCC was really angry. Jen, that's what we're going to call this episode. Jen at the JCC.
Oh,
and we're going to hashtag it Stanford.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I hope my mom doesn't see this one.
All right.
Austin, will you recap the stories as quickly as you can?
Wait, were there any questions on this
one?
There were a few. For Sarah, Leah said that everybody thinks your story is true, except for Leah, who thought that was a Roseanne episode plot. Melody said that if Carlos is really from Sacramento, then his story is totally true, because Sactown Coke is always shitty. And Ken thinks that the story is true for Eddie. So
all right.
Here's the recap.
Okay, recap real quick.
Sarah's first story, she was in 10th grade and her parents abandoned her in the valley and they went to Hawaii for a week. So she drained her pool and had a skate park pool party where she charged people to get in and reenact Meatballs 2.
3.
I never have even seen Meatballs, let it be known.
It's hard to hear back here, sorry. She went with a coked out older dude to this concert in her early 20s, but he stranded her there like her parents did when they went to Hawaii. And she had to ride home with a Muse t-shirt salesman.
I have abandonment issues. This is a takeaway here.
All right. So since we know that Sarah lied on the first story.
I'm the worst liar.
Shows how you couldn't have pulled that off either. The minute you caved on the story, it's like, oh, yeah, I can see how you wouldn't have been able to pull off that.
I was so nervous when you guys started catching me in the lie. I just was like, I can't. I'm a bad liar. I can't.
All right. So the Does anybody want to vote? Do you want to vote?
First story, lie.
It was so, also like looking back at it, it had so many moving parts.
It did.
You know what I mean?
Very true.
It's like when
true.
A kid lies. And then we did this and then we did that. So that's what it was.
All right. And let's move on to the next set of stories, my man.
For Carlos, story one, he scammed money from movie theaters with his brother while they were wet from playing in a fountain. Then he got addicted to Europe. And it's hard to hear back here. I'm very sorry. But I think he bought a Goodwill theater manager's costume and snuck a bunch of tickets out of there or something like that in his first story. In the second story, he had some coke that was cut with laxative and splattered it all over somebody's shower.
All right, Michael. We want to hear from Michael. Michael, what's up? What's your thoughts on this story?
Wait, give me the recap of the second one. That's not the way I understand it.
It was his friend.
He ended up leaving his friend. His friend walked home because he had poop in his pocket.
Oh, yeah. You made it sound like the coke splattered. It was definitely shit, right?
No, shit. It was a shit.
It was the shit. It got a little bit on the shower curtain. I remember the shit.
He did the shitty coke and shit.
Do you guys remember how quickly when you're like, what was your drug buddy's name? Alan. Boom.
Yeah.
No hesitation. That just feels so legit.
Because he did do coke, and I'm sure he could have
just named
his
coke buddy. That's true. But you know what, dude? I mean, like, you've never been doing drugs or drinking somewhere, and you kind of have some sort of shit accident. I mean, it just fucks with everything down there. It just seems pretty realistic to me. That's something, you know.
I know, but that's not like Carlos. It's too easy.
Yeah, yeah. And the first rule of shitting yourself is...
You guys said to be tight. Because she was like, be on goals.
I think that, can I just say?
Sure.
I think that the first one might have been a lie and this one might be true.
I'm tending to lean with you, although I do want the first one to be the truth and the second to be the lie. I think the first one's the lie.
Austin, how about people online?
I think that everybody was pretty much thinking that his second story was true, but I thought his first one was a lie as well because it was so vague compared to his second story.
I thought it was detailed.
He gave so many details.
It was detailed and confusing.
We never found out how he got to Europe.
He didn't really answer all of our questions.
Oh, he never did. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
So the suit jacket saved him.
He's like, I went 12, 13.
Yeah,
EU.
Very true. God, that just makes it more difficult. And Austin, what are your thoughts? You said?
That I think that the first story is a lie because it was too vague.
Okay.
I think that the second story is a lie.
Ooh,
the shit splatter story.
I think you're
no. The shit happened, dude.
No,
that's what I think.
No. How old were you? How old were you when this happened?
What, the shitting thing? I was about 22.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, how many times did you shit at 22? That happened all the time, right?
Yeah. I'm with you, Jessica. I think the second story is a lie because if your friend, you guys are all fucked up and he shit his thing, even though that's at your other friend's house and he hid it somewhere in the bathroom, was it a party or just you and the guy there so he knew who it was, or was it a party?
It was like a kick it, you know? Like, it wasn't a big party where there's like everyone's accountable.
Kickback?
Yeah, a kickback.
How many people were there?
A kick it.
I don't know.
A kick it.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Not as many people as it were at Sarah's.
How many people were there? So how many people around?
I would say probably like roughly 8 or 9, but then like people come in and out, you know?
Yeah.
You ever been drug house?
I think the second story. Yeah, if you're in a drug house and like, he shits somewhere and he hides it effectively, you don't draw attention to yourself by going to searching a bag, and then he puts. And I think if you have boxer shorts and you shit all over your boxer shorts, and he's going to be like, and put it in his pocket. I say this: that shitting story is a lie.
I don't know. Okay. The addicting to Europe part really is what I
that's
agree.
True too.
I just hope you put that in your act.
What?
I'm addicted to Europe.
I'm addicted to traveling. That's why I'm a comic.
Europe.
Right.
Europe.
So which one is the lie? Which one is the lie?
Oh, you want to know? I can tell you right now?
Yeah.
Okay. The second story is the lie.
Yeah! I knew it. When you were like, he shit on the shower curtain, I was like, no, that's not a shitter. That's not a shitter move.
Yeah, no, I was lying about all the times I shit my pants at 22 also.
All right. And can you recap the last set of stories?
Last one here for Eddie is story one. He has Crohn's, and he did some Reiki training for 2 weeks and was completely silent, then later moved to L.A. Story two, he was working at the gym and is at the JCC and fell in love with some married lady. who had an affair with him, but then she got divorced, spurned him, and married some other young JCC worker, probably.
You know, it's interesting.
I hope it's the same JCC. I hope they have the reception in the JCC.
When not?
He's a good liar.
But yeah. but when he said the name, and then we got started the hashtag and started joking on that, I looked at him and he got red.
Really scared.
He got red.
What I think, too. Yeah, same. Yeah. I think the first one's a lie because I don't know many 26, 27-year-olds that would spend that much money on a meditation retreat.
No cool ones.
And
right?
Then also...
Still not cool. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Also...
This is the same version of me 7 years later.
I think the first one's a lie.
You think the first one's a lie?
I'm pretty, like, almost 100% that the first one's a lie.
I have a question. Uh-huh. Were you in love with this lady? Or was it just, like...
He bought her a ring.
I forgot about that part. Was there a lot of guilt attached to this? Like, you seem like a nice dude. Like fucking someone's wife for a while.
You want like the baseline truth?
If you can get to it quickly.
It was never my fault. Something was broken there a long time before
you're
she
right.
ever met
that's
me.
That's a good way to look. Well,
but it was broken way before she and I ever made out. Like
it's
that's
true.
It's so in that
what kind
vein,
of fucking thought is that?
That's
like someone that robs a liquor store and was like, "Well, they didn't have a security camera in the liquor store."
The same kind of
hey, that's all my story. I robbed the movie theater. They should have had a better security.
The relationship was over before ours ever started, even though it wasn't done. Do you know? Like
emotionally, yeah. She wasn't there. Yeah, yeah. Right. I get that. I mean,
cheating sex is the best sex. Yeah. I read about that.
But I was.
Did you encourage like, hey, you gotta get this done
all the time? Because from my point of view, I was like, this is we're going to be together. Just end that. Like, I am literally your emotional support here. Like, just
yeah.
Come
he's
be
like,
with
look,
me.
Babe, I'm making all this money at the JCC.
I've still yet to hit that salary, by the way. That annual salary plus benefits and all the Jews you would need.
If this story is not a lie now, I'm going to feel real strange about this eye-to-eye emotional talk we've had about it. He told me some of his feelings. I'm going to be like, wow, this guy's a sick fuck. You made that up on the fly.
But also, if it is true, I'm also a sick fuck because I bought an
You're
engagement ring for somebody who was wearing an engagement ring.
And a great liar.
That's a good story.
So, Michael, liar. Did you already vote on that?
I'm going to vote that I want the second one to be true. That retreat's got to be the lie.
That's what I think, too.
And what a boring shit show that would be anyway.
You learn so much so much about yourself when you're quiet, though.
Yeah, I guess it just sounds like a lot of effort. It sounds like something I can't tell.
Because you're getting real into like the...
Because here's the other side.
Metaphysical when we start talking about it.
If you had an affair with a married woman at 25 years old... Spending $1,200 at 27 to go away and be quiet for a week does make a lot more sense.
Question. How much did you spend on the wedding ring and where did you get it from?
I got it from a jeweler that I knew when I was growing up. His name is Peter Succi. Shout out to Peter Succi's on High Ridge Road next
Big
to the
Big Succi.
This is true. The adulterous shit, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, but even me, I know... In Mount Olive... The jewelry guy owner, he had a friend. His friend was Ricky Petty. So he was always in town. They were buddies. So I know who the jeweler was.
I don't know many jewelers. I got to be honest.
And you're Jewish?
All right.
You're Jewish.
We're going to bring this back around. Austin, does anybody have a vote on...
Yeah, quickly, I want to speak for Lindsay and Melody, who both are banking on the second story being a lie. Ken is going the other way. He thinks that the second... Oh, wait, he's just changed it online, actually. Just in. He thinks second's a lie. And I think that the first story is a lie.
All right,
Jessica.
I think the second story is a lie.
Why?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Look at this guy. He doesn't look like he has an affair with a married woman.
Maybe I'm like, maybe no, he doesn't.
I think that's a good point of... His face turning red.
Yeah.
And when he said that, maybe that was because
he was lying.
He was lying and he was using her name and that's why he said it. But then afterwards he might have felt bad. So I think the second one is a lie. That's my vote.
And he didn't really put a lot of emotion into it. As much as you think you're connected with Michael, I'm not feeling it over here.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't feel that you were in love with her.
Okay.
Either way, it's a lie to me.
All right. So what is the lie?
The lie is I never in my life went to a 2-week yoga retreat. I've never been silent for a full hour, let alone a full week.
I was thinking that earlier.
I knew it. because he didn't know the Reiki zones, yeah, and he also didn't know what type of meditation.
Why did you bring that up again?
And he didn't know what type of meditation it was.
Yes,
and he also kept saying it was like a seminar, and I'm like, that's not how people meditate. Yes.
You're right.
Dude,
you had a lot of detail. You guys went for a long time on that for that not being legit. That was well done.
Because I know
you guys had to sit through that long ass fucking story. That was a lie.
I was like, you're a great liar.
It may not be a lie, but it's boring as fuck. I was like, done.
At one point, Jessica was like, I can't anymore.
I was like, I don't have any questions. I just wanted to end. Fuck it.
I'm like, I'm going to get in here with these Reiki.
I was going to pinch you. I was like, shut the fuck up. Let it open.
But right from the beginning.
I did almost get a Reiki attunement, though. I did almost go. Like, I almost.
We don't want to hear any more about that. But no, right from the beginning, when you started questioning him, I recognized, oh, we have a player. And that's why.
A player.
That's why his story was so, like, you're fucking good at this game, dude. Yeah.
You are. You're very good.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I thought you were just lying to her, like, just saying you didn't remember or whatever, but you really do know the names is what I was thinking.
Right. And I think when Austin edits this episode, I'm going to have him put over your story. Just keep with it. Just keep with it. It'll pay itself off at the end. All right. So where can people, you guys have been so much fun, but where can people follow you? Or if you have anything you want to shout out.
You start because you went first.
Follow me at Princess Shank, princess like normal, and then another S-H-E-N-K on Twitter, Instagram for show dates. And make sure to check out my podcast, Shank, and keep an eye out for my web series coming out on Comedy Central.
Congratulations on
that.
That's
thanks
really
so
wonderful. And thank you for doing the show. I always wanted to have like a really personal experience with you. And thank you so much for coming
and
doing
the show.
Thanks
for having me.
I was the vibe here today.
The vibe here is so great. It's just like a silent meditation. Yeah. Without the silence.
This is way more fun than like a pool party where you drain the pool.
Yes.
More fun than that.
All right. Next person.
You can find all my dates and all stuff at carlosishelladumb.com. And also
Northern Twitter, California.
Hell in Northern California, yeah. And at Carlos Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. And I just wanted to promote.
Absolutely.
At the I'm taking over the games and Oakland A's games. The comedy shows will be put there. The first one is July 27th. So
nice.
Start doing comedy.
That one's the lie.
At Oakland A's, yeah.
No, that's great.
I'm so happy. I'm excited.
Great. And how about you, sir?
Follow me on Instagram at I am Eddie Firth. Follow at Historical Roast and at Fictional Roast. We're going to be here on July 23rd at 10:30 p.m. roasting Jimi Hendrix. Check us out. Watch us on Netflix, Historical Roast with Jeff Ross. And I'm also here every Wednesday with the Store Horseman talking pro wrestling if you're a fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I remember that now. I'm so sorry.
That's no problem.
And congratulations, by the way, for Historical Roast.
Thank you.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Austin, where can people follow you?
I'm the Austin Walker on everything, but please follow our Twitter, Liars_Club, and our Instagram, TheLiarsClub1, and subscribe to our YouTube for all kinds of fun videos and all that good stuff. You guys know the drill.
It's Austin has a new girlfriend, and so did you see that? Did you see that video they posted when they were singing together?
No, I didn't see that one. Was that at the church piano?
Yes, they're sitting at the church piano. And by the way, it's so pure and so adorable. You can't even look at it. It's like looking at the sun. You're like, no,
really?
That ain't all we've done on that church piano.
Now he's no longer a member at that church.
I know a JCC that'll take you in.
All right. And Michael, did you give yours?
Did I what? Did I give my... You can find me at High Five Michael on Instagram, MikeLevinsComedy.com. You can check out my... I have a podcast called Lunch Money. It's live every Monday at 9:30 p.m. And we go over elementary school curriculum and take tests and embarrass ourselves showing what we have not retained, which is most of it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That's cool.
Check it out. That was the worst rundown of it ever. But
I was listening. I thought that sounded pretty cool, actually.
Thank you, Felicia.
You're welcome.
Great pod today.
Oh, it was fun today. And thanks, everyone, for playing along. The people that we have that keep coming back and back and back. We sure appreciate that. And for you guys that are listening on a podcast, just Audible, we are live here at the Comedy Store streaming at Mondays at 4:30-ish. and Fridays, most Fridays, not every Fridays, but Fridays at 8:30-ish. And we certainly, again, appreciate that you guys play the game with us. I've been Felicia Michaels. Do me a big favor. If you have Amazon Prime, go over there and check out Pervs. It's a movie that I directed, a documentary. It has a bunch of amazing, amazing comedians in it. I'm very proud of it. And leave a review if you don't mind. And you can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels.
Thank you. I'm Jessica Wellington.
What was that about?
I don't know. I just felt like a newscaster.
Yeah.
Thank you for that rundown, Felicia.
I'm just trying to be professional.
It was very professional. It was
now
hilarious.
More in the weather.
That was an odd transition, also.
No, but we have the First Liars Club live show that we're going to do here at the Comedy Store. That is July 30th. Please come to that at 8 o'clock. Check it out. Tickets are $10 online. There'll be $15 at the door. So get them now. It's going to be a really fun show.
I'm going to be there. Fuck that.
Please, thank you.
Oh, please do.
I'll come by. Absolutely.
Do,
In the Ice House, we have our show next week, or this Friday, the 12th. So check that out.
Is that a podcast or stand-up?
We do both. So it's half and half.
Cool.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. Fun. And we'll definitely have you guys.
Yeah, we would love that. Yeah. I mean, I would love that. Speak for everybody.
Yeah, I hate it.
I think
that.
I speak for everyone when I say we would love that.
You can follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. And you have been lied to.
You've been lied to? I like that as a tagline.
That's our tagline.